Chapter 3.
Well now, what have we here? It's the plague from Lübeck. Good morning, Torp. Actually, it was Berlin. Ulrich Torp forced himself to chuckle at Bertel's Monday welcome. He was happy with the shared office community, a former mansion flat with uneven floors in a side street to Strøl, the main Copenhagen shopping street, and had decided to accept the friendly but overly persistent teasing about his main journalistic occupation. It would stop at some point, but was apparently going to continue into a fourth week. Torp sat down at his desk in the corridor which separated what had once been the fine living room from a smaller room that opened onto a bay window. For the last five office sharers to arrive, the corridor was also their office. It was narrow and served not only as a passage for the proprietor of the bay window office, but was also the way to both the toilet and the kitchen.
Anyone died over the weekend?
Axel stood with the coffee pot in his hand and asked in a friendly tone without a hint of sarcasm. He was the only one who didn't come with small, snide remarks. He didn't even probe into the autumn fuss about Torp's expulsion from the Daily News. Torp would have to tell that tale himself, if and when he felt like it. 3, said Torp, who had just read this weekend's harvest in an email on his computer. He nodded his acceptance of the offer of coffee and pulled out his dirty cup from last week. He told them he hadn't seen the international match, but agreed that it was nice that Denmark had won 3-1. Had it been an important match? He liked Axel Boas, who was a retired journalist, but used the office to get away from home for a while with the fantasy that he was still working on a book project. The 2,500 kroner monthly cost of a desk in the co-working community, including internet, on-account heating and electricity, coffee arrangement, stair washing and cleaning once a week, was his luxury as a pensioner. Others were welcome to go south or indulge their grandchildren. Bertel placed a package from PostNord on Torp's desk. Like a child on Christmas Eve who couldn't get into the gift quickly enough, Torp ripped off the paper and opened one of the two boxes, even though he knew in advance what was in it. Ulrich Torp, Everything in Journalism. The font was extra bold and in italics. Underneath was the address of the office, his mobile number and email address in normal text. No logo, no frills. Just name, address and phone number. No reverse side text in English, which, for that matter, would also be the same except for a pretentious +45 in front of the phone number. Who in all the world would need that? He had a choice of white or grey background when ordering, and had ticked grey. That would have to be enough. He opened the second box, which was slightly larger. 200 grey and white pens with Ulrich Torp, Everything in Journalism, on the side, and in the same font as the business cards. He didn't really know why the pens were supposed to be such a good idea, but he had been surprised at how cheap they were when ordering extra business cards. Ulrich Torp, journalist, he said to himself. It sounded right. Obituaries were also journalism. He put the torn wrapping paper in the bin, put the boxes with now 199 pens and 1,000 business cards on the shelf opposite, and turned to his computer, thinking about the obituaries. Torvel Westermann, 82 years old, Kerdeminne, relative to be contacted, hence Westermann, son. Small obituary for a weekly newspaper. Bente Knussen, 69 years old, Svenpo, relative to be contacted. Mikael Knussen, spouse. Medium obituary, Funen County News. Carl Johan Kestrop Davison, 9 years old, Dronninglund, relative to be contacted. Peder Kestrup Davison, uncle, medium obituary, North Jutland Times. The last one would be a little awkward. Torp was grateful that one of the boy's uncles had taken on the task. It made things a little easier. The idea, conceived by Erik, an old classmate of Torp's from the Danish School of Journalism, now involuntarily retired...